Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, get buckled because this is Youth Station. We are here to entertain you for some minutes. Well, if you're standing, then sit in a cozy place and be careful. We're going to have some very interesting stuff for you today. This is IRB English Radio. I am here as your host. This is Asma speaking to you.
And I'm also here. My name is Nandi, as usual. Thanks for having me.
Of course. The pleasure is all mine.
And I'm very welcome over here. What are we talking about? Are we talking about something specific or is it just very wild?
Which has been very viral recently.
Has it been very viral?
Yes, very. Okay. I see plenty much of people who's been attracted to some very... Weird groups that teach them how to be mystics or
very natural, actually, because growing up as kids, you see superhero movies and saying things. There was a stage in my life as a kid, I remembered that it was very hard for me to swallow that this is all there is, me. As a person, this is all it is. I used to actually imagine that I do have a superpower that I'm not very aware of.
I think all the kiddos are like that. Yeah. As being a kid, I remember that I was so much attracted to the stories of ghosts and the metaphysics. You know, I think all the kids start like that. They're interested in mysteries and the stories related to superpower and things like that. And as we grow up, I think that urge starts to soothe, to be alleviated, right?
Yeah, either that or it just goes to the subconscious.
Exactly.
You're very occupied with your life around and it's not very on the surface.
But why some people still, after they grow at an age of 30 perhaps or 40, when it is very hard to believe, they are still attracted to some groups that are going to tell them about some mysterious issues?
See, there's always a child in you. There's a always a child in me, right? I'm not going to say it's very childish, but imagine that all your hopes about Santa Claus being real was, they were shattered when you were 10 or something. Some friend told you. And at the age of 30, you realized, oh, Santa's real.
Yes.
You know, all those childhood memories, they return all of a sudden. And I'm just trying to explain it. And it's just an example. Imagine the same with superpowers, for example, the unseen or...
The metaphysics.
The metaphysics, other realms, right? You get a gist that they're real. There's something there. And it's very natural for you to get attracted to those things and give it a thought, right? And if you're very over-optimistic, you'll go on and believe in every other thing that you someone has to say, right? And you might not very deeply or thoroughly study or think about it, right?
Yes.
So there's 40%. This percentage isn't very accurate, but just so that we do have an idea.
On a personal perspective, all that we're saying is just in a personal perspective.
Right, yeah. About 40% or 30%, it would be irrational to an extent. The rest is me wanting to believe in something.
Exactly. And the lack of what leads us to that? I think, personally, I think that lack of adventure, maybe, leads us to those groups. And we end up somewhere that is telling us things that we have not heard anywhere. Maybe lack of adventure.
We might have heard about it, but we've not seen it for sure. We've certainly not seen it. We haven't certainly been through stuff like that. And young people being very adventurous, as you said.
Exactly, right?
They
want to figure out some new things, new stuff. They hear some metaphysical things and they're attached to it. Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
I think I have seen some of those people, or at least I heard about them. They gather in groups at very odd and weird times, maybe at night, maybe at the very morning. Mm-hmm. They come together and they have some ceremonies.
Yeah, cults. We've got a lot of those.
Yes, yeah, they speak about some specific issues that are said to be spiritual, and they do meditations and sort of stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, different cults. It's not very okay to mention it, but still, as an example, Satanists, for example,
exactly,
right?
Yes.
They've got these ceremonies. And if you've seen this documentary about the Bohemian Grove by... what's this guy called? I forgot the guy's name. Yeah, I wouldn't believe it if I'd heard it, but I'd seen it actually. Elites, right? We're talking about young people right now.
Yes.
But world leaders within the US, mm-hmm. leaders, Senate members, parliamentarians, senators, all these people, they were gathering at a place and they had this weird cult ceremony.
Exactly, yes.
Stuff like that.
I told you, some people of an age that are supposed to be more logical and depending more on reason, you see that they're attracted to things that are very embarrassing.
There's one thing, though. The human mind is mm-hmm. naturally attracted to reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to trick a mind, what I'd do is my statement, be it false, I'll mix it up here and there with a certain truth.
Which you bring is not, justifications for it.
I'll justify it. Would I justify it? Yeah, but... to justify it, mm-hmm. I'll use some truth, right, mm-hmm. and mix it up with all the false ideology
yes,
that I'm,
yes, pr- yes.
I'm promoting, right?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, precisely. So when this young guy, he comes up and he sees an ideology and sees some truth in it,
mm-hmm.
he tends to believe in the entire package that the
yes.
other guy is offering, regardless of the fact that... some truth does not guarantee the entire mm-hmm. truth,
yes.
right? So, yeah, why, if you ask me, why certain people are attracted to these cults or these ideologies or these sects or sections? A, as we mentioned, there's always this adventurous need
yes, the sense
within
of
the youth.
Wanting to get more to
of the unseen.
Reveal more of the truth you think.
Even trying to... or the demand of being special, right? Being
that
special,
is also
separate.
A very important point to
you
mention.
Know? I'm
yes.
different. I'm not the same as
yes,
you,
yes.
right? That ideology, and also the fact that there is certain truth to mm-hmm. what he's hearing, and the human being is naturally attracted to truth because
exactly.
you know, the universe
yes.
is based upon truth.
And another point of why people are attracted to these sorts of group. I could say, well, there a problem happens in my life and I find a way to relieve myself. Then some people tell me that, okay, go into that group. They have some solutions for you. They're going to present some solutions for you. You're going
right.
to have
so,
some relief in your life.
Kind of escapism.
Yes,
right?
Escape from the reality. And also you believe that they're going to lead you into a way that is going to alleviate you.
Right, yeah. So you're gonna get rid of your problems
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get the best of whatever you
exactly.
wanted. Right? Yeah, so the same is the reason why some youth are attracted towards drugs and other
exactly.
stuff like that.
Yes,
yeah,
using
so
the drugs.
Someone might escape his unfortunate reality
mm-hmm.
With drugs and, mm-hmm. and another might choose to go down the other path and go join some cults.
And also we should not forget the way these groups represent themselves. Sometimes the appearance of the place they are representing whatever they are going to tell people.
Yeah, it's very flashy.
That it's very attractive.
yeah.
You think like you're entering a museum.
Yeah.
So at the very beginning, it seems like very attractive and it's astonishing. But
yeah, it's decorated very nicely.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, they do that based on the psychology of the people that are going to enter that place. They know what kind of people they're going to attract.
Yeah, they have a focused audience, right? Mm-hmm. So accordingly, it's maintained and it's presented in a manner that it would attract those people.
Yes, that's very true. So what do you say about an interval?
Let's go for it.
Yes, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in no time. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. So we are back, and this is Youth Station. You're listening to us, and we're talking about some very spooky stuff, which is related to some very...
Some might not find it spooky. Some might find it very interesting.
That sounds spooky to me because it reminds me of my childhood when I was interested in the ghosts and the story of the ghosts and mysteries and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The unseen is spooky for
Yes,
some
the
people.
Metaphysical stories. So we talked about why people, and specifically youth, are attracted to those sorts of groups in which they teach people about some metaphysical stuff and the things like that. They teach them how to...
Beyond reality, beyond visible reality.
To go beyond the reality. But now, there comes another question.
Yeah, there comes another question that I was heading towards. Is then, why would a Muslim young guy, a Muslim youth, head towards that? Why would a Muslim be like that? Islam itself is beyond physical, right?
Yes.
Itself,
it goes beyond the truth that are visible.
Beyond, the belief, the foundation of belief in itself is believing in the unseen. Your belief in the unseen is the core of your foundation. Why would a youth head towards, a Muslim, head towards a cult like that? And if he would, how can this guy... be brought back to the reality? How can this guy be told that where you're headed is wrong?
Well, just as the reasons we mentioned, because of all those reasons and plenty more of the reasons we didn't mention, there comes a time in your life when a moment of weakness or whatever happens to you, then you're attracted to some special things. One of those special things might be kind of these groups. Then why... So the why is answered, but then how he or she has to recognize that and has to come out of that without any hurt or without any problem that happens into their mentality or the way they think, I would say we should always have a connection with Allah.
Right, but the devil, shaitan, if you'd name him in Arabic, is,
has his ways.
It's not stupid.
How to ignore those groups and how to find out which is right and which is wrong.
If we are occupied with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, trust me, we don't have time. We don't have time for these groups. You know, if we're occupied with...
And we would understand at the very first place they are being wrong.
Yeah, precisely.
That whatever they're saying is just a mere meditation, perhaps, a practice of meditation.
The true wisdom lies with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi.
Exactly, that is true. Yeah. And which we have got a huge heritage. We could go back to them and find out whatever we need and get it out of those sources.
Yeah, we've seen scholars spend their lives and not even gaining a fraction of the knowledge that has been left with us from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi.
In order for us to get to the truest source that has been remained for us.
Right. Now, things have changed, right? The society he lives in, even that guy, when he goes to the university and someone asks him, do you believe in a God? And he says yes, he doesn't have the answers to the questions that he faces in his university or his peers or his friends at college, wherever, right? So our responsibility is to analyze where the society is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So our scholars need to know who they're speaking to.
Yes, exactly.
And
I think that's all the time that we've got for today's episode. Thank you.
Unfortunately,
we could go like that. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.